podcast presented by Linestar. I'm Shannon Somerville with your top five MLB player prop bets for today that are available on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. If you don't already have those apps, make sure to download them and use the promo code LINESTAR when you do, and you'll get up to $100 of your first deposit match. We'll also have some home run calls for today. I know it's Flex Friday on Prize Picks, so everyone's trying to get in their winning ticket for today. Yesterday, we had a great day. We got 2 of 3 correct, so now I've gotten 5 of my last 6 prop bets right. Yesterday, our home run call did not hit. It was Matt Olson who didn't hit, but our props did really well. Marcell Ozuna cashed pretty early on in that pretty epic game between the Dodgers and the Braves. Man, this is going to be a great series to watch between those two teams. And I hope everyone's having a great day today. Friday, we made it. Labor Day weekend is here, so let's get some nice picks in for today. Hope you're having a better day than maybe some Spectrum users like myself, who, I don't know if you guys watched college football last night, some great games, but it would have been great to watch. But as a Spectrum user, I could not because, so right at kickoff, Disney, I guess, pulled all of their channels from Spectrum. So everyone who had Spectrum across the country, if you were one of them, I feel for you. I actually just called Spectrum immediately and just canceled, got YouTube TV. So hope everybody is now squared away for college football and football for the rest of the season. I know I am. I'm ready to go now. Today's actually National College Colors Day, which I didn't get the memo until I came into the office today, so I'm not wearing my college colors. If you watch the show, you know I'm a Georgia Bulldog, so I missed the ball on that one, but I will be cheering on my dogs for tomorrow. All right, let's get to business today. One thing I do want to note for all of you guys is the Linestar app prices will be going up next week. So you want to make sure if you get it right now, you can lock in that rate at $29.99 per month. It's going to go up to $39.99 per month. So I want you guys to be able to get that discount, and we will keep that price and honor that price for at least the next year. So it'll save you $10 a month. If you want to sign up for Linestar, do so immediately. So linestarapp.com, go check it out. It's a great tool that'll help you out in daily fantasy and in the prop betting market. It's what I've been using all season long. I've gotten 67% now of my picks correct on the season. So I've been cashing a lot, and a lot of it has to do with the props AI tool. It's super helpful to just sort through all the different props that are out there, find you the best value in the prop market, especially with football coming up. Might be worth getting, especially at $29.99 before it goes up $10 a month. Want to help you guys out with that. So make sure to snag that, linestarapp.com. We also have some business to take care of because, as I said on the show yesterday, if we hit 2 of our 3 props, one randomly selected commenter is winning $50. So, yep, that's right. Money gun time, and time to announce a winner. Here we go. Ooh, we're firing on all cylinders in the gun today. That came out really fast. Okay, so I got the wheel ready to go. A lot of people commented yesterday, so let's spin the random wheel here and give out $50 on the On Deck podcast. Remember, all you need to do, make sure to like this video, subscribe to our channel, and comment below, and you could be a winner as well. The winner is Cashing 9000. Thanks so much for commenting. You win $50. Just comment again below. We'll get in touch with you to get you your prize money. Again, all you need to do, like this video, subscribe to our channel, and comment below. You're automatically entered in for today. And if 4 of the 5 props that I'm giving out today hit, one randomly selected commenter will win $100 because we're sending it this Friday, and we will announce that on the show on Tuesday. We're not here on Monday, but we will be back in full force on Monday getting you guys set, not only for baseball, but for NFL as well. How great is that? Football is here. Let's get into today's props finally, shall we? We had a lot of business to take care of at the top of the show, but let's talk about today's slate of games. And my favorite pick for today is coming from the human highlight reel that is Luis Robert for the White Sox. So we're headed to the south side for Luis Robert, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI. That's around -125 in some of the sports books. Robert's gone over this 4 of the last 5 games. In fact, he's gone over this 61% of the time over the course of the season, batting .429 over the last week, which is insane. This is a righty bat, better splits against lefties, .320 average against the southpaws. And today going up against Detroit lefty Eduardo Rodriguez, who's coming off a pretty rough outing against the Houston Astros. Robert will be batting third, playing at the hitter-friendly venue at Guaranteed Rate Field. Also, the Chicago White Sox actually top 10 in average over the last month, so Luis Robert's in a great spot to cash this for us. So let's roll with Luis Robert, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI. From the south side to Citi Field, let's head to the New York Mets taking on the Seattle Mariners, and I'm rolling with Mariners infielder Josh Rojas, higher than 0.5 bases. That is minus 140 in the sportsbooks. A lot of juice to the over, and it's great value on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks because the juice doesn't matter. You're still getting the same payout. So good value there. Rojas has gone over this 6 of the last 10 games, batting .351 over the last 15 days. Lefty bat with better splits against righties. Today he'll be going up against Mets righty Kodai Senga, who, yeah, he's pretty good against lefty bats, holding them to under a 200 average. However, the New York Mets bullpen is awful. They have the 6th highest ERA in baseball, so I like Rojas' spot to cash for us. He's just got to get one knock for us. I like this play here. Let's head to Kansas City, where the Royals are taking on the Boston Red Sox. And even though it's against my nature as a New York Yankees fan to take a Boston Red Sox, I've got to do so here. I love the Red Sox bats for today at Kauffman Stadium, specifically Rafael Devers. I'm taking him higher than 1.5 bases. That's around minus 137 in the sports books. And even though Devers has been a little cold, particularly with this line, he's only gone over this 4 of the last 10, and he's batting .158 over the last 7 days. I love his position today because this is a lefty bat who has gone 6-for-19 with a home run against the opposing pitcher he'll be facing today, Kansas City Royals righty Jordan Lyles. Gives up a ton of power. Kansas City bullpen also has the 5th highest ERA over the last month, and 87 degree temperatures at Kauffman Stadium. It'll be a hitter-friendly ballpark for those Boston Red Sox bats for today. Also, Devers plus 310 for a bomb tonight. Those are the best odds in this game for a home run. Might be worth taking that too. All right, so take Devers higher than 1.5 bases. And I know we got some Brewers fans out there watching. I see you guys in the comments, so this one's for you. I'm taking Brewers shortstop Willie Adames higher than 0.5 bases. That is minus 137 in the sports books. Adames has hit this mark 6 of the last 10, .313 average over the last 15 days. He does have a bit of a tougher matchup today going up against Phillies righty Zach Wheeler, who's been doing very well recently and is holding opposing bats to just a .231 average. However, Adames is batting 5th, so in a great spot in the lineup, and he's at Miller Park where he has better numbers. So we're rolling with Adames. He's just got to get one hit for us. I think he's got it. Let's go with the Brew Crew here. Last but not least, on the other side of that matchup at Miller Park today, I'm rolling with Phillies outfielder Kyle Schwarber higher than 0.5 bases. That's around minus 135 in the sports books. And Schwarber's gone over this 8 of the last 10 games, batting .261 over the last week. And that's really good for him, okay? And he's had 4 home runs over the last 7 games. A lefty bat against a righty today. It'll be Milwaukee Brewers righty Freddy Peralta, who Schwarber's actually 2-for-8 against with the home run. So we could even see a Schwarbomb today at Miller Park. I like those chances for just one hit for us to cash. You can tailor our picks on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Again, if you don't have those apps, download them. Use the promo code LINESTAR for up to $100 of your deposit match. Make sure to bet responsibly. And also make sure to enter into our prop bets contest. All you need to do, like this video, subscribe to our channel, comment below. A comment automatically enters you in. If we hit 4 of 5 props for today, one randomly selected commenter will win $100 that we will announce on Tuesday because it's Labor Day weekend. So drop any comment below. I realize that saying that, dropping any comment, is opening Pandora's box. But hey, if you want to, you know, whine about Spectrum, I mean, I did so all night last night. I was pretty mad about the whole dispute between Spectrum and Disney. So feel free to drop that in there. Also, if you have any picks that you like for today, I know everyone's trying to fill out that Flex Friday ticket. So let's help each other out. It's a group project. We're all trying to beat the books. So let's do it today. Now it's time for our home run calls of the day. For my home run call today, I'm going to a Boston Red Sox slugger who has been scorching. Adam Duvall, plus 340 for a home run today. Duvall's been batting .391 over the last week with 4 home runs in that span. Duvall's ISO is at .344, over 200 points higher than MLB average today in a great matchup going up against Kansas City righty Jordan Lyles, who's giving up the 2nd highest home run per 9 rate among all pitchers, minimum 140 innings pitched. He's given up 9 home runs over the last three games. And now he's going up against a Boston team that ranks top five in slugging. And it is 87 degrees at Kauffman Stadium. Hitter-friendly conditions. Adam Duvall going yard at Kauffman Stadium today. For more analytics and statistics, make sure to check out the LineStar app at linestarapp.com. That's where you can also find our props AI tool that has been helping us cash all season long and will help us do so for football too. Make sure to check out our other content and videos that are coming out later today. I'll have another college football video for the Saturday slate. And before you know it, NFL season is here. We'll have tons of content coming out. If you haven't done so already, might be a good time to sign up for notifications because a lot of times the lines change. We want you guys to be able to hop on our bets as soon as we come out with videos. So make sure to check that out. Good luck in all your prop betting endeavors for this weekend. Enjoy college football is back. Hopefully you changed your cable provider or at least maybe Spectrum and Disney will come to a deal. We can only hope as we sit here and just hope to be able to see sports on our televisions. All right, good luck, everybody. Have a great Labor Day weekend. We will see you guys on Tuesday. Have a good one.